Judith Martin Straw with CulverCityCrossroads.com, and we're here on our final round of interviews before the city council election, interviewing candidate Robert Zirgulis. So, Robert, you've had a real tight focus on certain issues from point to point with the oil revenue you've been talking about and the red light cameras, and now you're really focused on sex offenders. So I'm wondering how you feel that this relates to the city council.
Oh, definitely. I think it's for public safety. I was walking, I've been canvassing the streets for about 3 months of Culver City, and I had this, certain vibe about certain houses. And I checked Megan's Law website, and out popped up 33 sex offenders in Culver City. I went and started to visit the places where these locations, I've actually visited all 33 locations where the sex offenders are, and I found that 80% of the people that were their neighbors did not realize that there were sex offenders there, and some people have even had some of these registered sex offenders babysit for them. I was shocked. I actually went to I actually went to meet Chief Don Peterson last Monday to report to him about this. I've been told that the police, Culver City Police Department, is only required to visit the location of the sex offender. They're not required to notify the neighbors that there is a sex offender there. And I find it very shocking because there, like I said, there was young girls, children, who are next door to these guys, and the parents were totally unaware that these registered sex offenders are there. And as we know, these people have a tendency, they are incorrigible. And I think that Culver City, if I am elected to be Culver City Council, I will make sure that there's a policy that the police will inform the neighbors whenever a registered sex offender comes into the city.
Okay, so you feel that pinpointing these issues is the best way to get focus on your candidacy. You feel that having a close focus on something like red lights is the way to get people to vote for you.
Well, I'm going to go back to this thing about the sex offenders. I think it's a matter, as a teacher, I think it's a matter of protecting our children. It's extremely important. This is an issue that it is just... I think, if anything that I've done on this campaign, alerting parents about the potential of some of these registered sex offenders, it's been well worth my campaign by telling people and maybe possibly saving some child from being molested. So that's, and my focus on other issues, like the red light camera. The red light camera, to me, is a symbol of the corruption and waste that's going on in the city. Other issues regarding, the red light cameras, the city's not even making money. People are paying $500 for these tickets, which I think are totally unfair, and the city is making probably less than $50, and the red light camera company is making more money than the city. Another issue I think that's important as an example of waste is parking tickets. Right now, you get a $58 parking ticket. How much you think it would cost to process a ticket? Maybe a dollar? I could find somebody who could process a ticket for a dollar, but no. The city is paying a company called TurboData $29, 50% of the revenue collected. That's over $1 million that could have been saved by the city if they did their own collection of parking tickets, for example.